This is program number LW2657. I have a personal friend I'd like to tell you about today. Hi, this is Larry West. I think you'll find him interesting. Clyde is his name. Clyde is dead now. He died in his 60s. I saw him just 2 weeks before he died, as I would frequently see him with both of us traveling around the country quite a bit. Clyde spent 28 years behind bars. When Clyde was just 17 years old, he was the youngest prisoner in our history to be sentenced to die in the electric chair. He was on death row for 3 months. Under Governor Ross Sterling of Texas, Clyde's death sentence was commuted to life, though. Clyde told me that he, as a young man, didn't want to spend his life in prison, so he determined to get himself killed there. Before it was all over, he became known as the meanest man in Texas. Clyde admitted that a total of 8 men were in their graves because of him. Reflecting on it, Clyde told me one night that he was involved in an attempted prison break with the infamous Bonnie Parker's husband. He was killed in it, and Clyde almost lost his own life from a bullet wound. Clyde spent 5.5 years then in an old abandoned morgue behind death row, a cell that had a steel door, but no light. That morgue was sandwiched between two tall buildings, and about 5 hours of daylight was all that Clyde had. It was a place made just for him. You see, Clyde was not to be trusted by anyone anywhere else. The only thing he had to wear was his underwear. The officials were afraid that if he could, he would make a hangman's noose and hang himself out of any clothing. He slept on one of the 6 concrete shelves in that morgue, slabs, where they used to put caskets. No bedding, no clothes. Clyde said that in this isolation cell, he had 3 steps to make from one end to the other, and he would walk back and forth like a wild animal. He wore holes in the concrete floor where he made the turn in each end with his bare feet. Clyde was in isolation 13 years. Clyde told me that he had to eat with his fingers and the roaches would clean the excess food off of them during the night. But Clyde was about to go crazy, as you can imagine. He told me that he knew he had to do something to occupy his mind, or he would go crazy. So he asked for the only thing he knew that the officials there would give to him. He asked for a Bible, and he began to read it. He read, and he read some more. He digested its contents. For months, he didn't have a light bulb in his cell in that Texas prison, so he took advantage of that sunlight shining through his one window the few hours of the day, and he would commit to memory what he could. Then, after dark, he would go over those Bible passages again and again and again in his mind. When he could see, he would write them on the wall of his cell. Now, that's the best kind of graffiti you can write. As a result, Clyde Thompson saw a devastating thing happen in his life. To make a long story short, he became a dedicated Christian and was eventually, get this, he was eventually granted full pardon and restoration of citizenship. He was set free. And he began working with ex-prisoners. And believe it or not, he was responsible for winning more than 1,600 prisoners to Jesus Christ. It's quite a story, isn't it? And it's as true as the rain. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Thanks for letting me tell you about my friend, Clyde Thompson. Now, what did Clyde find in the Bible that made such a change in his life? Such an obvious change that he found himself moved from isolation all the way to freedom in Texas? Well, I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? That discusses what Clyde found in the Bible. And this pamphlet is yours free. What is the Gospel? I'd sure like to send it to you. It's absolutely free. No one will call. Why don't you write me for it? It's yours absolutely without charge. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.